Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me this morning on the Female Solution. As I am waiting on the intro to start for the show, and it's not starting, and it's 7 o'clock. There's a delay. Okay.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saobona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Delay, it is because of Blog Talk. It is not because of me. And anything that can go wrong on Monday morning, it sometimes does.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
for joining me this morning on the Female Solution and Higher Learning Network TV show. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We're just here to start your week off with something inspirational, something that makes you go, never thought about it that way. And I'll be joined by our very own veteran mental health clinician, Khalid Scott. And today we will be discussing back to basics, back to school. And the question of the day is, how do you handle your stress? Do you blow up? Do you go off? Do you snap? Do you get quiet? Do you withdraw? I do all of the above, so I understand. So that's what we'll be discussing today, how to handle that stress. If you're with me this morning watching us on Facebook, HLN TV show, or our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, type in what city you're listening from, or country, I should say, or state, whatever. Type in and let me know how you handle your stress. Stress kills, you know that, right? And the stress of a disease will kill you. Life will kill you if you don't know how to handle it. And lots of people are leaving the planet. Went to the memorial this past weekend. One of our sisters of the microphone, Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, her husband, Michael Andre Williams, ran over Miller Street, 83rd and Cottage. Was it Cottage? Ashland. Last month. So went to his memorial Saturday. So today's show is dedicated to the memory of Michael and also my bid whist buddy, Vicki Williams, has made her transition. I don't have the information on the memorial or funeral arrangements, but as soon as I do, I will be putting them on my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. I will be putting them on there. So be on the lookout for that. And let us keep in prayer those of the sick and the shut-in, the incarcerated, and the non-believers, because there is so much chaos and confusion going on in this world. It is just unbelievable. I cannot believe, but I do believe because I see it, I'm living it, the amount of chaos and confusion that is in this world today, and everybody is stressed up here to the limit. So let's get straight to the point. That's what's happening in the news. If you're listening online, we'll be taking calls at the break at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And you can always post your comments in our comment section. Anything you want to say or you don't want to say online, you can always see it on the internet. If you're headed out and about today, it is a crazy day in the neighborhood. It's Monday, honey. What do you expect? It's just Monday morning mindfulness at its worst. Do allow yourself some extra time because it is chaos and confusion on all the expressways. There is a flood watch in Wisconsin. A flood watch, brother? Yeah, so because you know it rained all day yesterday. And if it rained in Chicago, you know it rained in some other places too. But in Wisconsin, there's a flood watch. Also, showers continuing throughout the afternoon. Gloomy skies, low 50s. It's only 58 in the loop right now. High of 63 today. In the 70s tomorrow. And it's nice the rest of the week if you're in Chicago. This traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you are an entrepreneur or an owner in need of services or products, just like you go to Walmart, Target, or wherever you go, you can shop for anything. We've traveled, bought a car, a van, equipment, all kinds of stuff. Go to itex.com. Be sure and tell them Zelda sent you. You can use the promo code Z-E-L-D-A, Zelda, and get $100 and go shopping free immediately. Yeah, free. Anyways, we take a look at the there are no reported delays on Metro or CTA, but on the Kennedy, it is a hot mess. It is 38 minutes inbound, 29 minutes outbound. It's jammed. If you're heading out to O'Hare, you might want to rethink that one. Anyway, on the Edens inbound, it's 29. On the reverse, it's slow at Foster, 24. And on the Eisenhower, it's an hour inbound. And 34 on the reverse. On the Stevenson, 39 in, 21 out. On the Dan Ryan, your usual delay, slow to 95th Street. I'm sorry, inbound from 95th to the loop. It is 21 minutes, 19 on the reverse. On the Bishop Ford, it's 10 minutes inbound and 9 minutes on the reverse. And DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it is 9 minutes in and 9 minutes out. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itext.com. If you are one of the people who have been sitting on your tush for a while, chances are, if I sit too long, I have back problems, so I have to move. I got to always constantly be moving, so that's why Naima and I named it the Higher Learning Hip Roll. Please go to diabeticdonut.com. Tells the story of why I drink this every morning. You see me, she's always drinking apple beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale. Did I say the right? Apple beet, lemon, ginger, cucumber, kale, turmeric. Don't taste good, but it makes you feel good. Makes your organs feel good. Mm-hmm. And share that information with somebody, diabeticdonut.com. And remember to set those DVRs for Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 to see, when you see that logo, see the Higher Learning Network show, just go to our channel, Higher Learning TV show on YouTube. You'll see tons of videos that we've done. You'll get something from it because there's always something there. And now it is time for our Monday morning mindfulness message, and it is taken from Mike House, who sends me an inspirational message every morning. And it's Monday, September 12th, and it says, I listen to the voice of spirit. The voice of spirit is audible to those who take the time to communicate with it. Listen to your intuition. Listen to your intuition. Listen to your feelings. Listen to the hunches, pay attention to your dreams, the signs and the symbols around you. God is fully invested in guiding you through all that you are going through and growing through. Take a moment, be still, and commune with the great I Am. I listen to the voice of the Most High. I listen with an open heart and with an open mind. I listen with the desire to take action, influenced by what I hear. I listen and know that God is always guiding my steps and my actions. And when I experience apparent discord, stress, I listen and I know that God has already made a way for me. For this, I am grateful. Thank you. Order in me, through me, at me, around me, through the Christ within. And so it is. And teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you and is. I am with you always to the end of the world. Amen. That's Matthew 28:20. And that is your Monday morning mindfulness message. And now it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And guess what I have for you here this morning? This little bowl that I forgot to pick up before we started that I use to center us. This little bowl Spirit gave to me and said, use this because I wanted to get drums. I wanted to be drunk. Drums early in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. So Spirit said, get this. And this is what I got. And this is just to focus your attention, because this is our quiet time. We're about to begin Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And this is just when your ears hear it, you will focus what you are hearing with your eyes, sending love and energy to the heart chakra. Excuse me, and focusing on the breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out. So, this is just for you to close your eyes and listen. You are not watching this morning. You are simply listening. So, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Why are you looking at me? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Close your eyes. The only thing you should see is the inside of your eyelids. And then we will begin the process of breathing in and breathing out. So, let's breathe in. Breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Once more, breathe in. And exhale. As we breathe in together, feel the Holy Spirit. Spirit, filling your mind, body, and spirit with the breath of the Creator. All that you need and desire, if it's God's will be given unto you through the power of the breath. Yes. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to be quiet. They want to keep you consumed with your phone and all the other electronic appliances. They don't want you to be quiet. But because of who you are, and what you are, and you know who you are, you simply be quiet and breathe, and you listen anyway. As we breathe in, hold it, and exhale. Always breathing in through the nose, because there are filters in the nose to keep all the garbage out, even though I don't have any, because I blew it all out. I hope you have some left. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. That just feels good, just relaxing. Sending the body love, light, and centerism, if that's a word. Letting the body, mind, and spirit know that you are ready to receive the riches through the breath from the Creator. As we breathe in, raise those hands in the air. Wave them like you just, okay. Now just wave your hands and just stretch. Ah, inhale deeply. And more. Inhale deeply. Bring those hands up. And exhale. Once more. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, turn the body to the side. And if you got a high back chair like I do, stretch that body. Feel that stretch in the middle of the body. Yeah. Stretch, stretch, stretch. The body likes movement. Body doesn't like to be still. That's why my back hurting this morning. In the bed all day yesterday. I'm going to be walking today, that's for sure. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, turn to the side. Get a stretch. Wring out the kidneys and spleen and the spine. And the, can't wring the spine, but you can wring your other organs out. Give them a little nudge there. And they feel good. Yeah. You're moving from side to side. Inhale deeply. And exhale. As we give thanks for the power of the breath, we are always at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. That is why we meditate to activate. Inhale deeply, breathe in. And breathe out, giving thanks for the power of the breath. Because the breath is the instrument that we use in order to gain the power to connect to the power that we already have, power that we already are. As we breathe in, inhale deeply. And this time, as we breathe out, giving thanks, feeling the flow of the breath moving in, throughout, and around the body as we breathe in. Taking that breath and the energy from the breath from the top of the head down through the face and the forehead and the chin and resting on the shoulders as we rotate those shoulders backwards and forwards. As we breathe in, and as we breathe out, as we breathe in, we breathe in. Sending love, light, and energy down throughout the chest, the solar plexus, the sides, the backs, the buttocks, and the hips as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending love, light, and energy down through the thighs and the knees. Yeah, feel free to rub those knees because they may not hurt now, but I promise you, if you walk, skate, run, jump, slide, glide, any of that, at some point in time, those knees will let you know they need a little, they need a little extra attention. As we breathe in. Sending more love, light, and energy down through the knees. Rub the knees, honey. Talk to the body. Talk to them body parts that's talking to you because they're trying to get your attention, I promise you, as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches and the instep and the heel and the toes. Feel free to wiggle those toes, feeling the energy from the top and the bottom of the feet as we breathe in. Bringing that energy back up through the toes, through the feet, and the arches, and the instep, and the ankles, and the legs as we breathe in. Bringing that energy back up through the knees, and the thighs, and the hips, and the sides, and the upper chest, and the arms as we breathe in. And we give thanks for the power of the breath because someone somewhere may be on a respirator, have respiratory diseases, cannot breathe without congestion. We give thanks that we are one of those who can breathe in and out on our own. As we breathe in, sending that energy back up through the solar plexus and the shoulders as we take these two fingers here and this thumb. And knead, that is pinch, not necessarily pinch, but rub the back of the neck. That's where the vagus nerve is. Well, actually, it's all over the body, but this is where we focus on it for this. And if you feel like it, take your hands and rub your shoulders, because that's where I hold all of my tension in my shoulders, and I'm very well aware of that as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, inhale deeply. And exhale. Take one more long, last, deep inhale deeply. Bringing that energy back up through the face and the forehead. And we give thanks for the power of the breath because without it, we can do nothing. As we inhale deeply. Turning the head to the left as far as you possibly can. Feeling a stretch in the right side of the neck. Feel that stretch. Feels good. And exhale, inhale deeply. Turning the head to the right, feeling the stretch in the left side of the neck as much as we possibly can. Oh, yep, that feels good too. And exhale. Inhale once more. And exhale. Now close your eyes. They should already be closed, actually. And see yourself in a perfect place in life, wherever that is. On an island, in your room, in the bathtub, in a bubble bed, wherever you are. See yourself at peace as we breathe in and as we breathe out. And I want us to meditate on an affirmation today. And the first affirmation will be that of inhaling affirmations and exhaling self-talk. Negative. Self-talk. Inhale affirmations. Affirmations could be, I am happy, healthy, whole, and complete. Let's inhale that. Inhale deeply. And the affirmation is, I am happy, healthy, whole, and complete. Breathe in. And as we exhale negative self-talk. I don't have. I don't belong. If this hadn't happened, this wouldn't have happened. Exhale, let it go. Because it came there to teach us a lesson. Inhale deeply. Inhale a good thought. and exhale a negative thought. Need self-love? That's what this is all about. It's all about self-love. We spend so much time loving others that we often forget to love self. So we inhale love and exhale love. Once more, inhale love and exhale love. Why is this so important, Zelda? Because if we don't give it to self, we can't expect it from anyone else. Inhale love and exhale love. Let's try one more. This is one of my favorites because we have been dumbed down. We have been told that we are less than what we are. And we are discovering that is anything from the truth. So today we will inhale genius and blow out that doubt. I give thanks for the power of the genius that is within me as I inhale genius. And I exhale doubt. Last time, inhale genius. And exhale doubt. And why am I doing that? Because that is what we are supposed to do. We are supposed to inhale all of the goodness and exhale all of that which does not serve our best interest. How is that possible? Because we have the power. And we take that power and we use it to our advantage. And the question is, will you use what you have learned today? And I certainly hope you will. And the t-shirts that you see here, I love this, inhale supreme being, exhale anything less. These are just one of the many affirmations t-shirts that are available that we offer in your SE, Higher Learning Network, because your donations help support the Homeless Project. And Delta, why do you spend so much time on that? Because you woke up this morning, as I did, hopefully in the comfort of a warm environment where there's electricity, running water, you can get into the washroom. Everybody doesn't have that. And once I discovered that homelessness is an epidemic, I asked Spirit to give me something, some ideas to help raise money for the homeless. And this is, gave me t-shirts. So you need to know that your donation helps with the purchase of tents. And those tents is what keep them warm. Those tents keep, well, it don't keep the hawk off of them, but it does keep the wind, a light wind, I should say. It keeps that off of them. And I just ask that you help the homeless because they're in need. Because you can. No donation is too small, and you simply go to higherlearningnetwork.org. You get this t-shirt, entry into the private Higher Learning Network, HLN TV Show Club, and other perks that only you will know about when I send it to you in your email. So be sure and send us your information at higherlearningnetwork.org. Okay? And that's what I have to say about that. And I want to thank you in advance for your donation, your tax-free, tax-free donation. Everything is tax-free, and it's tax-deductible. That's not the right word to say. Okay. Anyway, you'll see the information scrolling. I can't do it without you. We have, and I'll tell you more about it after the break. Excuse me. They requested 10 tents, and we only gave them 2 because one of them could hold 6 people, and one could hold 4 people. And the people are steady coming. And as a result of that, we still need more tents. So what I did is I went to Amazon, as we always do, go to Amazon and pull up t-shirts. And we've been spending quite a bit of money. And I did not know. See, this is what Spirit will do. Spirit will lead you into the direction that you need to go to. This is where you see I've got, can you see that? That I've got, let me move my face out of place. I've got 8 tenths here. Move the cursor around where you can see. Can you see that? I've got four, and they're $24.95. And I've got four of these, which are $20.97. And these are two-person tents. They're really for one person. They say two people, unless you're a Munchkin. But this is really one person. Anyway, I tried to get eight of these, and this company only allows us to get four. So we can only order four for $21 and another four for $25. So that comes to a total of $183.68. With tax, it'll probably be just a little bit over $200. And I need this. We need this. We are responsible for those who are less fortunate. I'll put it like that. And we are not here to judge them how they got there. Our responsibility as human beings are to help them. And that is what we are doing here on the Higher Learning Network. So we appreciate the donations you send. We like the change. We like the kind of jingle, but we need the kind that folds. So thank you so very much in advance for finding it in your heart this week, because we want to get them to them this week. You see it's getting cold outside already. So we need those tents, and we know we can't not do it without you. So we thank you in advance for your mercy and your grace and doing all it is that you can to make this a better place for the homeless. And I thank you in advance, and thank you for allowing me to share with you my mission at the Higher Learning Network, where we help those who can't help themselves. So now it's time for our first commercial break, and I'm going to share this with you. Hope you'll enjoy it. And know that your freedom is being jeopardized, and I'll tell you about that after the break, too.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willa Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willa.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves. But I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willa Wilson, and I approve this message. Paid for by...
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
And coming up, you will be beginning to see how the city of Chicago is trying to trick you. You know how? In case you haven't gotten it in the mail, it's coming. There have been over 50% of the polling places in your community, in our community, that have been closed or relocated. Wonder why that is, because there's a mayoral election coming up. There is chaos in this city. You live in the city of Chicago, you see it all day, every day, and they are trying to stop you from voting for a new mayor. And you know that Dr. Willie Wilson, humanitarian and businessman Dr. Willie Wilson, is running for mayor, and they are doing everything under the sun to stop that from happening because they don't want a healing for this city. They want the corruption to continue. About a week or two ago, I'm at the federal building, 219 South Dearborn, and we're about to film a press conference where Dr. Willie Wilson is announcing that he did sue the Chicago Board of Elections for closing all these polling places, and he wants something done about it. The man does not have to do this. He does not have to care about anything but him and his family. But he does. He does care, and he shows that every single day by gifting the community. And he's been doing this way before he ever even thought about being a mayor. Gas and groceries. Now, I get calls and texts all the time. Zelda, my car note due. Zelda, I'm about to get put out. Zelda, I'm this, that, and the other. It's always something. And it's like, I cannot go to this man. He's like, I can't do that. You don't go to work asking your boss for money, do you? Well, I know you expect your check, but you can't ask for money. He's like, I got a friend that, you know, can't get a babysitter and they need some babysitter. For real? So I said this to say this. Don't ask me for anything when it comes to Dr. Willie Wilson. I am not his keeper. He has a company called Omar, Inc. If you need something, please contact Omar, Inc. and email the company, not me, because I can't help you. All I can do is show up at the press conference, and I can send him a text or an email and let him know what's going on, you know, near death or something like that. But that I can't do because he tells me, Miss Robinson, I'm doing gas and groceries, and that's what I'm doing. So I don't ask for anything. I do not want to be to get on his bad side. I don't want to be on anybody's bad side, but especially his, because this man has a heart, and he's trying to help people. And I am grateful to be included in the media crew that's allowed to film him and follow him and show the work that he's doing. So please go to Omar Inc. Don't come to me because I can't help you. So thank you so very much for sharing that information with all your buddies. And if you were about to type something in telling me to ask money, don't. Just continue to do the work that you need to do in your community, and that is find out where you need to go and vote, because chances are it's not going to be anywhere close to where you are. So just as long as you know that, because, you know, a lot of us are not going to do early voting, and the voting, they will wait until the last minute. So you wait until the last minute, you know, you worked hard, you got off work, and then you go there, and the place is not there, or it's closed. Then you're going to have attitude, and you're not going to vote. And things are going to continue to be as they are. The crime's going to continue. Why are you focusing on all of it? Because
Zelda? Sister Zelda Roberts. Sister Zelda, can you hear me? It's Brother Plump.
I don't hear anything.
You're live on the Female Solution.
312-671. We are in Yashalom. We don't die, we multiply. Black is beautiful like you, Zelda Robinson. And Naima Latif, too. And we love you. I was just reflecting on wanting to partner up with you and the children on the scholarship fund, and especially on helping the homeless people. But I also want you to consider in a collaboration to help the homeless veterans as we move forward, you know, because in honor of the Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington, and I believe you've got a program that reflects to the youth or the young people or the children, which we do too in terms of the Harold Washington Foundation, and we would like to get an educational, collaborational, and helping the homeless people plus the veterans. And Mayor Washington, he was a World War II veteran, and I'm a Vietnam veteran. So with the Harold Washington Foundation, decided to do a educational collaboration and outreach with you in the Howe Learning Project with us in the Howe Development to help save Chicago, America, and the world. We pray every Saturday at Harold Washington's Park District at 12 o'clock. And I believe I had invited you and Sister Naima Latif to come and join us at the Harold Washington Park District every Saturday, which is the Sabbath day, to keep it holy in reflecting of that's right across from Mayor Harold Washington building that he departed in. We don't say dead, we say Ahua. We don't die, we multiply. And we wanted to connect with unity in the community with our president, Darba Watkins, which is the president of the Harold Washington Foundation. And we are sponsoring the prayer, Women Are Arising, and the prayer and the Men on a Mission session series every Saturday at 12 o'clock at 5300 South Hyde Park Boulevard. I wanted to share that with you because also last week some young man at Kenwood High School, he got killed. And bottom line, he got shot down, in front of the Regent apartment building. So we want to help stop the violence, robbing, stealing, and killing, and promote, help save the children. And for more information, brothers and sisters, can reach me direct at 312-671-2773 to work with the community in a humanitarian way. We are doing what we do too, and everybody's different, but also like Dr. Willie Wilson in support and participating. And we need volunteers, we need new members, and we need sponsors. And we would like to do a collaboration with you and the Female Solution, the Harold Washington Foundation. God bless your heart, and thank you for taking my call. You know we love you. And last time I seen you was my big brother service, Bill Hampton, one of the brothers, Black Power, which was the chairman of the Black Panther Party, his brother, Chairman Fred Hampton Sr. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember Edward, or we call him Bill Hampton, you know?
Yes. I'm very well
yes,
aware.
Yes, that's the last time I've seen you in the community since, the pandemic and all of this stuff been going on.
He didn't hear the word I said. Thank you so much for calling, Minister Robert Floyd Plump. Well, thank you for that invitation to collaborate. And this is one of the projects that he's talking about. This is our Instagram page, hln.homeless.project, and you can see that there. And when you go to our Instagram page, you will see the videos that we've done, and we'll be doing one this week, and this is where you come in. And I'll just show you just very briefly a quick video that we did. Is the audio up on here? No, it's not. Because we've been going, I didn't know tents were so expensive. Why am I spending time on this? Because I have been told to do this. This is what the Spirit gave me, and this is what I'm doing. And, excuse me, I don't know what your purpose is in life, but this is one of my purposes, and that is to help the less fortunate. I am not Dr. Willie Wilson. I don't pretend to have his money. I am not trying to compete with anybody. I am trying to do the work that I have been assigned to do, and that is to help those help themselves. So as you can see, we've got four here at $24.95. We've got four here at $21, and it's $183. With tax, it'll be just a little bit over $200. So please send in whatever you can, and you can go to higherlearningnetwork.org, and I do believe my Zelle information and Cash App and all that other stuff is down here too. You can always go to higherlearningnetwork.org. So I ask that you support this cause, because you never know when you're going to be next. And I'm not saying that you're going to be next. I'm just saying this is a reality. People are homeless. And when you walk past them, please smile at them. Don't judge them because you don't know what they're going through. And there's a lot of mental illness out here. And people are just have given up. They don't have hope. And this is where this ministry comes in because that's exactly what it is. It's a ministry. I need your help. Can you help me? Thank you. Appreciate that. Get those donations into higherlearningnetwork.org. And remember, they are tax deductible. So I want to thank you for allowing me to ask on your behalf this morning. If you have questions or comments, we would love to hear them before Brother Khalid Scott comes in. And you can call in at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we go to the phone lines now. Area code 312-802. You are live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? What's your comment?
Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, calling from Chicago, Zelda, and I just quickly want to thank everyone that has supported me mentally, emotionally, and spiritually because of the death of my husband, 25 years. The man was helpless, I'm not wrong with him. And these tragic things that are unbelievable, as I'm finding out, happened to people. I'm a divorcee. This will be the first time being a widower. And I just want to thank you, Zelda, and all of you, Naima, for coming to the Going Away celebration. It really made my heart feel good. And I just, again, you guys have always been there for me. The people help me, they help support me. But then, too, we are also, as brothers, as women, we want to make men aware of what they should be about in loving and getting rid of all that aggression that they have, and they think, and that's what bothers me, that killing the body means that they're powerful. But that's a very psychotic way of looking at the world, territory, I've got this, this, this. It's still a game thing, but it's on another level. And I'm just, we as mothers really need to get these boys together. They're not going to be what they used to call them, sissies, this homophobic thing that men have. But they scared, I mean, my God, come on now. So we mothers must take care of our boys, give them a balance of humanity and compassion. And I know some women that have done that, and it's because you got to have a man. Don't believe that lie. You can get an example for your boys to look at. So I know some women that have raised their boys. I just want to say thank you again, Zelda and Naima. I called in from Orlando, Florida. For everyone that has given me condolences and supported me. And I really love all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That is the voice of Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, whose husband passed about maybe almost a couple of weeks, 3-4 weeks ago. And his name is Michael Andre Williams. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia. There was a memorial for him this weekend at the Doty Nash Funeral Home. Michael, I only met him one time, but he was such a powerful young man. And Michael is gone but not forgotten. So today's show is dedicated to the memory of Michael Andre Williams and also my Bidwist buddy. I wonder if they were any relation. Her name is Vicki Williams. Oh, my goodness. I didn't think about that. Vicki was my Bidwist buddy. We play Bidwist 7 days a week. I don't play 7 days a week, but there's always a card game 7 days a week. And I just met Vicki in the last several years, and Vicki gave me a whole new insight on playing cards, a different strategy, because everybody plays different. And you said, well, what does card playing have to do with stress? It helps relieve stress. We all need an outlet, especially if you need to be stimulated mentally. When we were younger, speaking for myself, of course, you know, you're out and about, you're moving, shaking, dancing, skating, whatever you're doing. And the older you get, the body slows down and the mind should increase. And I need that mental stimulation. And I don't get it. I am not a nice person to be around. And I know you just cannot imagine that because as lovely as I am here and I'm stress-free this morning, despite the craziness on the Blog Talk switchboard. It happens. We all need stress relief, and that's what we're going to be talking about. And that's what I do when I play Bid Whist. It just, you know, it, my mind is working, and it's, and I'm just loving it and just kicking booty. Yeah, and just for the record, okay, Lucky, this is for you and Barbara. They're a team at Glenwood, and they've been known to sit for hours and spank booty. Well, my crazy partner and I, Chris, just this past weekend, they let us have a two-note, and, you know, that was, you don't let a two-note pass. If you know anything about Bid Whist, you don't not let a two-note pass. And I, he let me have it, and he went home a loser. I just had to say that, because Lucky, he sits there for hours in spank booty, because he and Barbara play in Bid Whist tournaments. So I am so happy to say that I be Lucky. Yeah, won't be, it wasn't the first time, won't be the last, but, you know, that's all we got to go is the last time. So today's show is dedicated to the memory of Michael Andre Williams and to my good buddy Vicki Williams. I do not have the funeral arrangements, but I will be posting them on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. It is 7:58. We will be joined by our brother of the microphone, and that is veteran clinician, mental health clinician, Kalia Scott. We're going to take one more call before we go to the break. You got about 60 seconds here. Area code 773-737. You are live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hallelujah. Greetings, Global Transformers. Way on y'all. Shalom. Grand Rising. I don't think I'll have either your question about stress in 30 seconds. Could I hang on?
Nope, go right ahead because I'm trying to find my commercial right now. How do you handle stress?
Yes, well, it's not, the answer comes from a 10-year-old because I think that the number one stressor on the planet today is violence. A weapon of mass destruction that is fueled by hatred. And I think this little boy, this little 10-year-old solution is worth hearing. Now, I met him at the site of where his 11-year-old friend and his 14-year-old brother and their 13-year-old sister had their throats cut.
Ooh!
She survived after being raped, 13 years old, by pretending to be dead. But her brother's throats were cut, and they were put into the closet. And if she had not escaped, the would-be boyfriend was planning on killing the mother. So this little 10-year-old gave me his solution. That's when he came down with that, what I call that violence virus. My slogan is violence starts in the heart, it grows in the head, and if it's not stopped there, it's acted out in the hand, and that hand is attached to somebody, and that somebody is you, because all have felt anger and fell short.
Mm.
So he told me, I said, what happens when you start coming down with that violence virus? He said, well, you go to the person and you tell them that you're sorry and you go on with your life. Oh, I did a happy dance. Yes, I did. I jumped around. I said, yeah, uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. I said, what else? He said, I just take a nap. I just chill out. And that is, I think, worth sharing. That's what we need to do. We need to chill out. Take a yoga break. Take a coffee break. Put up your feet and be happy break.
I love that, Mom D.
I hope I got it in time. Stay blessed.
Yes, you did. Thank you so very much. Wisdom with Mama D. Thank you so much for calling Mama D right here on The Female Solution. It is 8:01, and we're going to take off for our next commercial break. You stay close, and we will be right back.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
HigherLearningNetwork.org.
Welcome to
Quickly,
where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on Quickly. On Quickly, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickClick that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickClick on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickClick, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickClick and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And this is the website, QuickClick.com. It's on my blog as well, because this is one of the sites that we use to raise funds for the Higher Learning Network homeless project. And the deal is, when you order something, they'll give you a link to share with other people. When other people order things, you get paid. How cool is that? Amazon don't do that. We order from Amazon all the time. I wish I could get the tents on here. We'd be ordering the tents instead. So just want to share that with you. And you can always go to our website and get information. And that, my friends, is your Monday morning mindfulness update. But right about now, it is time to bring on our guest of the hour, and that would be veteran clinician, mental health clinician, that would be Khalid Scott. And I got the name right this time. I didn't mess it up. So we're going to the phone line. Brother Khalid, thank you for joining us this morning. Grand Rising.
Well, good morning and Grand Rising to you and all.
Thank you so very much for being here with us this morning. We know there's a lot of people that would rather be talking to you privately this morning, so we will not hold you, Brother Khalid, but we want to appreciate you. We want to salute you and thank you for the work that you do. In case you can't see it, it's up here on the screen. That is who you are who you can't see, but you can hear, Brother Khalid Scott. I am so honored to have you, because I've been watching you on other shows, Khalid, and I learn so much every time you are on. So I am just honored to have you here to talk about back to school, back to basics. what are some of the things that we need to do? Because all this chaos and confusion has got us going around, got us going crazy. As DMX said, y'all going to make me lose my mind up in here, up in here.
Yeah, you know what? The summer is over with, whether we like it or not, you know. And I know at least for me, this was a great summer, you know. Traveling, I went to the Carolinas. My daughter was able to do her medical internship here, you know, and spent time with her. The only thing was I lost a young cousin due to street violence, you know, in July, like a week after my birthday.
Oh.
And, you know, that was the hardest part to deal with this summer. But, you know, even with that, I just pray for my cousin, because he lived a hard life, you know, at 26 years old. But, you know, one of the things that came to my mind when I was thinking about my little cousin was that he chose the life he lived.
Yes.
And when you choose things, you choose the consequences that come with that lifestyle, you know. Yes. And that's it in a bucket. Whatever you choose and however you choose to live, you have the pros and the cons that come with those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what life is about. That is one of the greatest gifts that God gives us, the gift of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. Every day we can choose to do A or B, but it's on us, you know. And we need to be choosing wisely, because, I don't know, it's just, you know, we talk about the pandemic because we're still in it, you know. Maybe we're on the back end of it, but we're still in the pandemic. And we got other things going on, like polio is out now and the monkey pox is out now. You know, and crime is at a high. And now, you know, not sure if you spoke on it, about this legislature come next year about the, you know, the cash out bail thing, you know, which is kind of a scary premise. So I hope we get more information on that, you know, regarding if you get arrested, you know, if they get rid of the cash bail for some of the charges, you could be walking free even though you have a pending court case, you know.
Wow.
And that's scary. It's kind of scary, you know. But we'll see how that develops, you know. And I just in talking about back to school, back to basics, you know, come September is always the beginning, you know. Because it's the fall season and you go back to school. You know, that is what September is known for, you know. And the holiday that we celebrate, what, in September is Labor Day, celebrating professionals, people who go to work, you know. And now it's getting ready for the holidays coming up. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it will be here in a blink of an eye, you know.
Yeah.
I remember doing a study or finding some information that between Labor Day and you know, New Year's Eve, there are about over 200 holidays, you know, worldwide.
Okay.
So this is the holiday season as well, you know.
Yes.
And for me, I've just noticed over the last 30 years of doing the business that I do, you know, the holidays are tough for people.
Yes.
You know, because you're thinking about loved ones who are not, you know, here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about strained relationships with people, you know. And, you know, we used to worry about, you know, how we're going to get the Christmas gifts under the tree and, you know, things. And so we add pressure to ourselves. And that's why I go back with, you have a choice. You have a choice. You have a choice to be stressed out, or you have a choice to be stress-free. And you got to pick one and
right.
Stay consistent. You know, our kids are back in school. And as you see, Chicago Public Schools started 2 weeks earlier than it normally does, right? It started on August 22nd, You know, typically our kids go back to school after Labor Day for
right.
Chicago Public School. But when and I was like, well, why is that happening? You know, usually, you know, the suburbs or kids down south go back that early.
Right.
Well, when I was talking to some principals and teachers that I know and counselors, they was like, Khalid, we got extra catch-up work to do. Those kids being out of school for the pandemic took them backwards. So we're playing catch-up now.
Oh, wow.
You know? So that's how devastating this pandemic affected our kids.
Mm.
You know?
Wow.
I know me for my... You said what now?
I didn't think about it like that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did not think about it. Wow.
Absolutely. And then I know for us who, you know, who still go to the 9-to-5, it's like, oh, my God, I got to go back to work, back in that office, you know, for a lot of us. You know, and we got fixated on, man, you put on a nice shirt and you still got your pajama pants on, you know? I know I absolutely love it.
I love
working from home, you know, and still get the work accomplished.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, you know, but again, it's the back to work season as well. And it's for us to get our focus and to say, hey, this is what we need to be doing, how we need to be doing it. Going back to being professionals, Elder. I mean, I don't know if you call places where you got customer service reps and
stuff, and
just the attitudes are horrible now.
Horrible.
You know, you go to a restaurant, you go to a local cleaner's, you go to Walgreens, it's just like, people are on edge now, and they act like it.
Yes.
You know? So that's a sign of the times, you know, that people are so stressed out. And then, you know, I have a lot of friends who are HR directors, you know, and hiring managers. And they just like, Khalid, it's a revolving door trying to keep people to work.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Nobody wants to work.
Wow.
You know? And or people are on skeleton crews now where they have the bare minimum.
Yeah.
That tells you what's going on out in the world today. People don't even want to go to work.
Sure don't.
We got to get back to who we are, you know, to take pride in the work that you do, you know, to say that it's an honor that I earn a paycheck, you know. Not that somebody owes me anything, that I'm proud of the work that I do, whatever it is, from CEO to janitor. I take pride in the work I do, and we got to get back to that.
Yes. You are right on target. I see it every day when we walk out. When you walk in anywhere, people half-ass greet you, and then they have an attitude. And it's like, wow, what? Wonder why this person came to work there. Well, they had to come to work because they need the money. But you don't have to be nasty to people when they show up to spend money in your place. And at this point, it's an epidemic.
Yeah. Yeah.
This young lady says, I'm sorry, Chris, I don't know if that's a man or a woman. Chris says, diaphragm, grammatic breathing in a 5 to 7 second and hold them out is scientifically proven to bring the sympathetic nervous system back to normal function. This is something the Mayo Clinic teaches in their pain. And that is powerful. Mm-hmm. Breathing, like the breathing exercise I did, she said, this is how I deal with stress. Breathing is one of the powerful things that you can do. Breathing, because when you are attacked mentally, emotionally, physically, you need to know how to breathe and not respond to the chaos and confusion. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm talking to my friends who are police officers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the spike in domestic related crime.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
because we're mad, Zelda. We're mad.
Yes.
We're depressed.
Yes.
You know, we're feeling limited. We're
yes.
feeling pressure. You know,
yes.
we're stressed out, and it's all manifesting. You know.
Yes.
And I mean, look at all the road rage crimes are on the rise.
Right.
You know, like the gentleman who got into it with somebody downtown Chicago. Both of them got out their car, and the one person stabbed the guy in the neck.
Right.
And killed him. You know? And trust me, I'm one of those people, you can get me upset with cutting me off and, you know, and stuff. And I remember one day this summer I was in a car, and it's this new phenomenon where these speed racers are driving, right?
Yeah.
And they're cutting in the traffic, and one almost crashed into me, and it was like I started to follow the person. And my daughter, like, grabbed my arm like, Dad. And I'm like, but thank God she was in the car to grab me. Because it's like, how dare you? You know?
Thank you.
But luckily my daughter, you know, she said, Daddy, calm down.
Thank you.
Remember, the goal is always to get home.
Okay.
And I said, I know, but man, you know. So, you know, and then it puts you on edge.
Yes, it does.
It puts you on edge. So,
yes.
Again, we have to be mindful of our responses.
Yes. You have to be very mindful because it could be the last decision that you make.
Yes. Yes.
Because the decision that you make today could predict your, well, not could, will predict your future. Now, for what are those who are driving who don't have somebody to grab their arm and say, you don't need to go chasing after this person? What do? They stop.
Well, they gotta catch themselves, and I don't know, count backwards from 100, you know, or like Jesus, cover me, you know, whatever you gotta do to get back to your center. You know what I'm saying? And just to know it's not worth it.
Right.
It's not worth it.
Because whatever's going on, yeah.
And then, you know, going back to the workplace, you know, you're hearing about, you know, how employees are being treated by, you know, their bosses, and how bosses are being treated by employees, and, you know, and then how customers who come in, like, you know, I work for the VA hospital, and me and my coworkers, we're seeing this pattern that, like, our veterans are very needy, like, now.
Uh-huh.
Very needy.
Yeah.
And it's like they can't do anything for themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, they literally need us to hold their hand to make a decision, you know. And,
wow.
You know, again, this pandemic, it we're dealing with some post-traumatic stuff going on, you know? And we really got to check on each other, you know? And we got to see what is happening out here just to make people just act the way that they're acting, you know? And, again, you got somebody like me. I saw 16 people die that I knew of over the last 2.5 years. You know?
Wow.
Not just by COVID, natural causes, suicide, you know? And glad that just came up in my head. Suicide is on the rise.
Mm.
You know, still. You know? So it's like, my God, what's going on? What's
yeah.
going on?
Yeah.
You know, why are we so depressed? You know? And different people have different things going on. You know, what bothers me may not bother you, and vice versa.
Right.
You know? And then,
right.
You know, and I've talked about this on other shows, Zelda, that I have a lot of marriage therapy people on my wait list.
Mm.
I mean, it's the thing now to be in marriage therapy because marriages are being attacked right now.
Yes.
They are being attacked right now. And it's a shame. It's a shame. You know, and it's good that people are trying to address the issues. It's a wonderful thing people are addressing the issues. But it's like, wow, it's you know, I'm having to remind married people why they love each other, why they should be treating each other better, you know? And, yeah. and that's fine, you know, pay me my $100 an hour to help me help you save your marriage. But it's like some instinctual things need to kick in, too. This is
right.
your husband. This
Hello.
Is your wife, you know?
Right.
Hey, you gotta show each other respect.
Right.
You know, you know, you're a companion. You gotta love each other better.
Right.
And healthier. You know.
Right.
So it's a lot going on in the world, a lot. And then you know, I mean, real talk. And next month in November it'd be. You know, we got two more years for the next presidential election. You know,
what?
And I'm scared that you didn't know that Donald Trump might be able to run again.
Ooh,
I'm scared to think about that.
Yeah, that.
Every time I hear a Republican wins a governor race or something, it's like wow. What would that look like? What is that going to look like? You know?
Yeah.
So it's a lot. It's a yeah. lot. You know, here, look at the Chicago politics. You know, the mayor race coming up next year.
Hello?
You know? So, you know, I'm not sure how many candidates is on the list right now, but, you know, that's a hot button race.
Yes, it
you
is.
You know?
Yes, it
and,
is.
And what are we looking at? You know,
right.
Well, of course, I live in a suburb, so I'm not voting. But, of course, it affects me. I work in the city. My loved ones are in the city, you know.
Right.
Zelda, I had a friend call me last week. She witnessed a crime in the street. She saw a man beating a woman up. I guess it appeared to be that they were a couple. And she called the police, Zelda, and the police never came.
Oh,
the police never came.
Wow.
And they called her back 40 minutes later asking her, were they still fighting?
Are you
40
serious?
40 minutes later. 40 minutes later.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. The man was beating her to a pulp, she said.
And she
was even yelling out the window, which made him stop because I guess here he must have felt like, oh, my God, somebody's seeing me. But you fighting a woman in the middle of the street.
Thank you.
Did something at night.
Oh, my goodness.
So of course. And look, but again, and my friend, you know, she's a woman and she's pregnant. And she's like, Khalid, police never came.
Mm-hmm.
What if that was me?
Thank you.
Well, folks, folks don't feel like the police are protecting them. Then
no.
When I'm talking to my friends who are cops, they're like, Khalid, we can't do nothing. They have limited what we can do out here.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's a vicious cycle.
Mm.
It's a vicious cycle. So whoever that new mayor is, I mean, they're gonna be opposed to things, you know. People have different expectations, you know what I'm saying? It's they're gonna have to be ready. They're
really?
Gonna have to be ready. Think about the crime that spilled over downtown, that's spilling over to the north side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, folks who live in those areas were never worried before, but now they are.
Stress
oh,
is everywhere.
Right. So it's not just the west side and south side issues anymore. It's a full city issue.
Right. It's everywhere.
Absolutely. So, again, we got to get back to the basics. We got to get back to the basics of having a village. We got to get back to knowing who our neighbors are. You know what I'm saying? We got to get back to the basis that our kids feel safe.
Yes.
You know, my daughter went to Kenwood. She graduated from there. Last week, a young boy got killed at Kenwood.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And a girl got shot. You know what I'm saying?
At school.
You said what now?
At school, of all places.
Yes. 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 Right down the street from President Obama's house. You know? You know? And it used to be a time Hyde Park was known to be a safe neighborhood.
Shoot.
But it's a lot of carjackings going on there. Now shooting. So it's everywhere. We got to get back to basics.
And for those who are listening, what exactly do you mean when you say listening? I mean basics. What do you mean when you say basics? We've got to get back to basics. I have an idea, but I'll let you share that.
Well, I just said it. We got to go back to the village mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we look out for each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to go back that we take pride in the things we do. We take pride in our home. We take pride in our community. My friend is a pregnant woman who was yelling out a window at 10:30 at night for a man to stop beating a woman.
Okay.
Where were the men in that community at?
Yeah.
You know, this is a pregnant woman yelling out the window. And reality is, I had to get on my friend. I was like, you did what? You looked out a window and yelled, did he see you? She was like, yes. I said, sweetie, do you know you just put yourself in jeopardy?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was like, Khalid, I wasn't thinking of me like that. I wanted that man to stop hitting that woman.
Right.
And I said, and I got it, sweetie. But now this man knows who you are.
Yeah.
We got to be, and it shouldn't be like this.
No,
you know, and I was explaining, you know, Zelda, our kids are not young and innocent no more. You know, they know more stuff than we do at our age. You know, this social media, you know, I just did a post about social media, how it can work for the good if you use it for the good. But we know social media spreads a lot of negativity.
Yeah, that's
negativity.
As in negativity. I'm so glad you said that. Excuse me. I'm so glad you said that. The media specialized. Let me share something with y'all, because I'm always talking against the media. It's like, how you gonna talk against the media? I'm not talking against the media. I'm just sharing facts. As a retired broadcaster, I've worked at pretty much every radio station in the city of Chicago. Before I worked in radio, I worked in TV for 6 months, and I said, I cannot do this. I don't care how many millions of dollars that they're paying. My soul is not for sale. My first year in radio, I had to do news at 7 o'clock in the morning. It is so depressing on the mental faculties that go out and do crazy stuff. I said, there is nowhere in the world I'm going to do this. I want it to be the next Felicia Middlebrook. She makes $1.something million a year. It's not worth my sanity. It is not worth the sanity of anyone. Do you know how strong you have to be to sit up to absorb all the negativity? Let me share something with you. There's a meeting every Monday morning at 9 o'clock where all the salespeople get together. In one department and in another department, the programming department gets together, and they tell you, and Dorothy Tucker said this in public one day. I didn't believe she said it, but she said it. Dorothy Tucker from Channel 2, investigative reporter, she said, if it bleeds, it leads. So in other words, if it's not about death, blood, and destruction, they're not going to show it. That's why it's called programming. They are programming us. Look at all the movies we've seen. Everything is violent, even though this new movie coming out with Viola Davis, Woman King. I love it. She's a woman an action warrior, but everything is violent, and we can't see that. We sit and absorb that. Look at TikTok, Instagram, especially TikTok, all the foolishness that's on there. Any of the social apps, I'm not talking about one specifically, but any of them, there's so much violence. We are being programmed, and we're paying for it. That's the worst part. We're paying for it. We're paying for it with cable. We're paying for it with our phones. We're paying for it. And as a result, we are digesting that, Khalid. And we wonder why we act the way we act. It's 8:32. I've got to go to my last break. Just stay close, and we'll be right back. This is Monday Morning Mindfulness. You're listening to veteran mental health clinician, professional Khalid Scott. Back to basics, back to school. Stay close. We'll be right back.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code TheFemaleSolution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
And we're on air everywhere, online all the time. And we are back for our last half hour on The Female Solution. We are live on the air as we speak. If you'd like to call in, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. It's important to disconnect from the general energy we're inundated with and have time out. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I don't know if Chris is a man or a woman, but time out is necessary. Negative and positive energy spread the same. How about that? When we show up, that's what Chris says, when we show up in the world with the intention to be the light, we are the light, and that finishes somewhere, Chris, and not pick up the fear ball, but rather the love grace and the gratitude. ball, it spreads as well. Thank you so much for that. Chris also says, the best thing I can do is ask, how am I showing up in the world? All right now, Giselle Trickett says, you want to know how to respond and not to react. Thank you. It's all about responding, not reacting, because when you respond, you take a moment to gather your thoughts instead of responding right away by becoming violent or with a negative attitude. That's a tough nut to crack, but it can be done. It's one of the things that I teach in stress release. Oh, yeah, reacting is a primal response. Deidre Battle says the community needs healing. Yes, it does. Chris also, Giselle and Deidre agreed, yes. 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. Khalid?
Yeah, yeah. I want to run with the two last comments from Giselle and Deidre. And thank you, ladies, for supporting me. The community healing and how to respond more effectively and appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
We're damaged. We're damaged right now.
Yes.
We are some hurt people right now.
Yes.
And of course I see it as a social worker,
mm-hmm.
you know, and think about all the people who me and my colleagues try to help. Think about the people who are not knocking on our office door getting help.
Yeah.
And how they're just navigating this world, you know, on their own without knowing what tools to use to navigate this mean-spirited world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the word right there. It's a lot of mean spirits. It's a lot of mean spirits. You know, I know everybody's Zelda, and you know I got a couple of preacher men friends. You know, and I mean attendance at church is at an all-time low now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course that's part of the pandemic and. People want to be mindful of, you know, not, you know, I'm sitting in close quarters, but you got people like me who have been church hurt and
mm-hmm.
are like, you know what? I'm a praise God and sitting on my love seat.
Okay.
You know, but we're back in the day, the house of the Lord was one of the spaces we would go to get healed and helped.
Yes.
But we're not going there no more. Because we don't trust the preacher.
Okay.
And, you know? And that's a shame. You know? We got teachers abusing kids. That's a shame. You
yeah.
know?
Wicked world living.
Right. We got neighbors who we don't trust with our kids. You know? We got family members we can't trust. You know? And it's just all this negativity is hitting us.
And we got
to
learn.
You can't go to McDonald's and get a Happy Meal without wanting to curse the girl in the drive-thru window out.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
It's a challenge.
You know? And it's just like, how do we get the spirit of happiness back? How do we get the spirit of happiness back?
Mm.
It starts individually. It starts with us. We could choose to be positive. We could choose to be negative. One of the things that I've learned, at least for me, and anybody who's my friend knows, I preach about rest all the time.
Rest.
So I got friends, and they're listening right now, who they can't stand being in their houses. They have to be in the streets 24/7. And I tell anybody, if you can't feel rest and peace in your own home, that's the bigger problem right there.
It is.
We should be able to go home, lay down, sit up with your feet up, and rest. Watch TV, eat a snack, and rest. Because you're always on the go. Your body's in motion. And if your body's in motion, that means your mind is in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's okay to take a Sunday and sit your tail down and catch your breath.
Thank you.
And catch your breath. You know, I'm the king of rest. You know, the pandemic taught me it is okay to sit down.
Yes, it is.
It is okay to have things at ease now. You know what I'm saying? Instead of the hustle and the bustle. And I'm an older person. I'm 53 now. So I'm not trying to act like I'm 23.
Okay.
Now somebody might say, well, Khalid, moving and moving, that keeps the blood flowing and stuff. But again, we don't know about work-life balance. We haven't mastered that.
No.
Right?
Right.
We overdo it because we're trying. And what are you chasing? Whether you work hard or whether you're lazy, you're going to get that paycheck other Friday.
Right.
For me, and I love what I do. Trust me, I just celebrated 29 years of being a social worker, but I do not work harder than my clients no more.
I know that's right.
I don't. I have a veteran I'm serving right now. He's so used to social workers doing everything for him, is that now he can't even function on his own. So when I'm giving him things to do, he don't even do it. He'll come all the way to my office for me to make phone calls for him. I'm like, sir, I gave you a cell phone, an iPhone. We give the veterans iPhones if they don't have a cell phone, right? And I'm
really?
Like, just make the calls. Mr. Scott, I can't see those keys. Well, then go downstairs and to the eye clinic and set up an appointment if you cannot read the numbers on the phone.
Oh, wow.
It's basic things, you know? So I'm saying. We're so busy with the busy that we forget to catch our breath.
Yeah, we've been taught to
forget to catch our breath.
Yeah, we've been taught that.
I was on the phone with my daughter. You know, my daughter wants to be a neurosurgeon. And, you know, me and her counselor at school have told her, Anaya, you got to learn how to have balance. Go out and have fun instead of being in that library. But daddy, and I'm like, Anaya, no, because if you keep burning the candle on both ends, then you're going to be standing on somebody's rooftop talking about I'm a jump.
Right.
And then what am I going to do? Because if you ain't here, I'm not going to be here.
Say that.
I'm not going to live in a world without my kids. You know what I'm saying? So do daddy a favor. Go to the gym.
Go get some sweat.
Take you out in Massachusetts. Take nature walks, daughter.
Thank
join
you.
Something.
Hug
join
a tree.
Something.
I keep telling
when
y'all, go hug a tree. They don't believe me.
You said what now?
Go hug a tree. And if you're scared to hug a tree, go sit in the park and take your shoes off. Put your feet on the ground. You get grounded. Because that's what the chances are. It sounds crazy. But those who know, know. Vieta Robinson says, music should be a go-to for a change in the stress people are feeling. I'm going to pull up something for people to look at, too. She also says, the urban environment is a stressful, so take trips away from that environment, even with the YouTube therapy videos. And I'm going to pull up some YouTube therapy videos for that, because we need to know that there are other options available for us. We do not have to keep going through the same thing over and over and over again. I'm going to pull that up in just a moment. But let's get some calls in because we only got like 15 more minutes here. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Let's go to 706-202. You are live on the Female Solution, opening up the mic. I believe that is Baba Kwame Sunhouse from Georgia. Grand Rising.
Grand Rising, Sister Zelda. And Grand Rising to my brother, You know, I'm not in Georgia today. I'm sitting here in Brandywine, Maryland. I came up here to do a ceremony with the graduating group and to do a speaking engagement for another group. The thing that I'm hearing, and he's on point, you know, and I commend you being able to work at the VA because I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I know, you know, the VA has its abilities, but, you know, it's not all what it put up to be. Because as a veteran, and with a program I started was a reboot camp, because when we come out and come from war, they train you to go into it, but they don't untrain you or help you to readjust to coming back to your community. And you spoke about it takes a village to raise a child. You train a man to be a warrior. You don't untrain him to come back to be a man. He comes back being a warrior, a damaged warrior with PTSD, most of us.
Yeah.
The thing that I see is that's part of what we see going on, but Beata was right. You are banned. That's what it says. You are banned. Urban means you are banned from nature. The natural energy that we get from nature is the first community for the human being. The forest is designed with the same community as what they've done in putting urban areas. You had grandmothers, you have grandfathers, you have parent trees, you have plant relatives, you have the four-leggeds. And we keep calling our children kids, and they're children. Kids have four legs. Children have two legs.
Mm.
And we have to stop defining them as animals, because that thing subliminally that gives them the mind to act that way. The part that I'm hearing is most important is, and I know he uses DSM-4 and DSM-5, it's there is nature deficit disorder and ascension disorder. These have been put in there because this is something that has happened to people not being able to stay in the house because it's toxic.
Mm-hmm.
We live in urban areas that are mostly toxic by design.
Mm-hmm.
And these are limitations that put on the people. And then you were talking about the broadcast industry. NEWS, news, negative energy, withholding spirit.
Say
that
again.
Please
negative say
energy. Negative energy withholding spirit. That's all it does. That's what news does, is to take away the spirit of the person. It's negative energy, and it withholds the spirit because it enters and detains you. We look at news as entertainment, but it's to enter you and detain you from connecting spiritually.
Yes.
So what we're looking for is what you said, and what was missing in the community is four things. Values, morals, respect, and ethics. Those are about gone in the black community. Once upon a time, we had big mamas and we had therapists that would take you to the kitchen table university and sit you down, or men that will walk with you and talk with you about life. And you talked about that woman hollering, your friend hollering out the window with a baby in her stomach, which was putting trauma into that child before it even comes out the womb. Seeing that and the mother going through that damage that unborn child there. The other part
absolutely
is that there is, where was, he may have been at work, I don't know, but there has to be a man in her life in order for her to be pregnant. That was the part in the roles that there was a balance in the home, and that if there was a woman that conceived, there was a man around to help to deal with what it was that she needed to be provided, protected, and to profess to. So we're seeing the challenge we have of the family destruction, because you said it takes a village to raise a child, but it takes you, Zelda, it takes him as a social worker, it takes myself as an elder, it takes those concerned individuals to make a village. How do we make a village? That's the question. Because the thing that we have lost sight of is anything that we should do should be for seven generations And the ultimate goal is how will it free us?
How will it free us?
Powerful message, brother. Powerful message. Thank you for that.
Yes, sir. That's Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia. He is always sending us powerful information, and I have to share that information with you. And I've also got to share, thank you, Baba Kwame Sunhorse, I've also got to share this information, what you see here on the screen. You can go to YouTube and pull it up. You type in 432HZ, that's Hertz, 432 Hertz, angelic music for self-healing and self-love.
That's nature's frequency. That's nature's natural frequency. They've just copied it. Nature is 432 hertz. That's why you come back to forest as the community. That's your natural frequency. You've been put into a 4-4 frequency and even worse, damaging a 5G frequency, which is totally destructive to the mind and to the body. Because our bodies are energy. We are an electrical current. That heart that beats is connected to the E-A-R-T-H, earth. And we have to be able to know that word is in the word. Earth is heart, hear, ear, art, and tear. I've got a...
Did we just lose Baba Kwame Sunhorse? I think we did. So for those who are watching, please go to YouTube and type that in, 432 hertz. For healing, because we have got to get grounded. You said, well, what is grounded? We live in boxes. We're in boxes all day. You live in a house. You live in an apartment. You work in an apartment. You work in a building. You go to school in a building. You drive in a car. You ride CTA. You're always in a box. You're never out in nature. There's a nature deficit, and it's showing up in our community in a multitude of ways, Khalid. We've got to stop that. We have got to do better. It's simple. And one of the ways to do that is, that's why I say, go hug a tree. Just get out in nature.
Yeah.
Love the buzz. Can you hear the buzz?
Absolutely.
We are,
you know,
destruction of society. Yeah. Yes, go right ahead.
You know, yesterday was a rainy day in Chicago and in the suburbs. And I remember opening my door yesterday morning, and I just stood there on my porch for about 15 minutes and was just listening to the rain come down.
So comforting.
My God, it was. It was better than any jazz song written.
Okay.
Just listening to the rain hit the leaves and the ground and the grass and just the, and it was sensual almost. You know what I'm saying? Because of the rhythm of the rain.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So it's little things that we appreciate. You don't have to go and spend hundreds of dollars to do certain things. It's getting in your car and jumping on the lakefront and going for a long ride with some music playing. You know, it's sitting in your bathtub or standing in your shower and letting
the tone,
hot water
please leave a message
you.
For mailbox number 18142976668. Record your message at the tone. When you are finished recording, press
Hello?
Pound. To cancel, press star.
I have no idea what that is, but we're going to just keep proceed. Just keep talking. We're live on The Female Solution on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. Hi, Learning with Zelda Speaks. We only got a few more minutes here. Ooh, it's 8:55. Got two more minutes because I know you have to leave, Khalid, at 9 o'clock. You have patients waiting on you. Please give us a closing thought. Did I lose Khalid? There you are, Khalid. Are you back with us?
Okay, I'm back with you. Not sure what happened. But my ending thought for today's forum is we're in the fall. We got to go and pull out our boots and our sweaters, you know, and our corduroys and our jackets, you know, and welcome the new season. You know, the fall means time goes back in an hour. You know, it's multiple holidays that we're getting ready for. Just enjoy the season. Enjoy your life. Pretend like every day you wake up, you may not wake up the next day, and make the best of that day you're in.
Yes.
Go and tell people who you love. Go and send them a text message. It's like, I love you today. You know, do
yes.
your part to make the world better and brighter. You know, do
yes.
do right for yourself and for others. Praise God. You know, go for a long walk. It's just the natural healing that's out here. It's out here. And we all are responsible for our healing.
Yes,
aren't we,
are. We
tired of hurting? Aren't we tired of it now? You know? So let's just
yes.
do something better for us. Get back to basics. Get back to the normal way to love and live, you know? And just keep your light shining bright, everyone.
And if all that
doesn't work, call a therapist. Go and see your friendly neighborhood therapist.
And I've got your contact information here on the screen, Khalid. 312-835-2230. Is that correct?
Say the number again.
312-883-5230. Higherachiever.net and psychologytoday.com. And that's how you can be reached. And they need to know ahead of time that you are booked solid. There is a waiting list. Is that correct?
Right, but I also refer people out to other clinicians.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Could I? Is my mic open?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's just one point, and I thank my brother Khalid. And what I'm feeling is that we have to clarify something about, we look at psychologists and psychology and social work. But the whole essence of it is that word means spirit. So it derived from the word spirit. It's about how do we reconnect the spirit to the mind when we talk about spirit, mind, and body. And that's the gist of what we're doing is how do we do the spiritual ritual in order to help the being to reconnect to themselves. And that's part of recovery. And reconnecting the human back to the spirit of creating creator's force.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Baba Kwame Sunhorse with in Georgia, one of our elders who calls in frequently. I do apologize if you are on the line. Press 1 now because the show is about to end and we're going to have the after show. Just stay close. Play the ending. 9 o'clock. Hold on, we'll be right back. I know you got to go. We thank you.
We've come to the end of our show.
And we'll
show
be sharing
today.
Your information
so
on my blog,
zelda.wordpress.com.
But the after show is bomb.com. Hold on.
.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya,
Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Officially 9 a.m. Monday morning mindfulness is over, and you can see the days of the week. Every day of the week there's a different host here. Be sure and join us tomorrow morning for Jody Susan Self-Cell Care. And that is all of the places where you can see us on the Female Solution. And I now bring into the fold our executive producer of the Female Solution, Naima Latif. Grand Rising, my sister. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for the after show.
Well, thank you so much for having me for the after show and for all those who have stuck around afterward to be with us. We appreciate you so very much. The things that have been said today regarding stress lets us know that what we're facing is the beginning of something else. People have reached a level where they can take it no more. And that's a good thing, because that's what you need in order to motivate something, in order to motivate people to do something, to change things. So we have reached that critical mass where everybody is simply fed up. And now we'll begin to see the transformation. And we've been talking about this for, I guess, the last couple of years now. You know, the earth's going through a transformation, the world's about to change. But it's not going to happen with some magical hand coming out of the sky. And then all of a sudden, poof, we're all transformed. It's going to happen because we will change our minds and then change our actions and then create something that removes the problems that we're suffering with right now. One of the biggest things that we're suffering with is economic distress. And that's kind of the underlying thing a lot of people are going through. You know, you mentioned the homeless, and there's nothing more stressful than the fear of living out in the cold because you don't have money to pay for a roof over your head. That's one of the biggest stresses. And then everything that we go through that is connected to trying to survive creates stress, having to go through a job that you hate, but you keep going because you think, well, if I don't go, I won't have the money to pay for my rent, my mortgage, the roof over my head, and I can be out on the street, it's about to get cold. So stress. So now we're ready to receive the inspiration that's coming to many people to create something different. And there are many different people who are receiving inspirations to create different ways of doing things and different ways of sharing and different ways of cooperating so we can get rid of the stress. And a lot of these things that we're doing are things that people might have thought was not possible simply because they were under the impression that however things are, oh, they've always been that way. And so they didn't dare to create something. But now we're fed up enough to create something. I mean, look at what you're doing with the homeless project. That's what it's going to take in order to relieve the stress of that situation. And it is about to get a whole lot more stressful as people look at the reality of a place like Chicago where you could freeze to death.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have people who in their hearts care enough to make sure that doesn't happen and share what they have, whether it's clothes, blankets, money for tents and heaters and all of that. They don't want to watch people freeze to death any more than that woman wanted to watch a man beat a woman to death.
Thank you.
You don't want to see that. And your heart will compel you to help, because that's who we really are on the inside. All of us are really loving, caring beings. What makes us act other than that is the stress of fearing for our own survival. And we've been put in that state of stress over survival by a lot of systems that we're about to do away with, because they're causing perpetual stress, and we're tired of living under stress. We're tired of waking up with it in the morning. We're tired of going to bed with it at night. We're tired of it following us every day. We just want to live in peace. And so now we're ready to realize that we can create the peace. And what is it we say every day? All we have to do is share. So now we've been working on a system that pretty much systematizes what everybody has in mind. Just we need a system to make it possible. And we'll be launching that in October. For those who are ready to find different ways of doing that. And if the system, as we've talked about it before, of course, the main thing was to make it accessible and make it manageable and help people start off with small groups of people that they trust. And the system is called SERVICE. It stands for Sharing Earth's Resources, Voluntarily Implementing Creative Exchange. And the whole point is to do as much as you can in your daily living without having to spend a single dime. What our friend L.A. calls social capital.
I love that.
Everybody just does things for people, and nobody pays for anything. What that takes is trust. And since you trust the people that you know, we set up a system where you can create a service group. That's the group of people that you trust, that you are willing to share what you need, share what they have, you share what you have, and you help each other, and no one pays for anything. The ultimate goal is for this to be the way of life, where nothing costs anything, because really nothing does cost anything. The monetary system was created as a means of exchange because, I mean, you know, okay, if you got a basket of apples and I got two goats and you like my goats and I like your apples, well, it's a lot easier to trade coins or money than it is for me to haul my goats across the country and, you know, haul your apples across the country. So it was meant to be a means of exchange, but of course it got under the control of people who wanted to be able to control people and keep people in a state of enslavement. And so what was the basic idea of, okay, well, let's trade the symbols of the things we have rather than the actual things, because it's too cumbersome trying to walk around the thing. That would have been easy to do, but if you only have a small group of people who can decide who gets to trade these things, then that's what creates poverty. Well, if you don't have my symbols that I design, then you can't trade your things. You have to use my symbols. And if I don't give them to you, then you won't be able to trade things, which means you won't be able to have things, which means you're going to be poor. So this is what has happened with the banking system that we have now. You know, each country has its own little monetary system, but the actual wealth is controlled by just a few families on the whole planet. And that is what has created the stress. That's what created the poverty. That's what creates the crime. So we can eliminate all that. Just make it so nothing costs anything. And so everybody can get whatever they need. If you need something, you know, offer some service that you can provide or some item that you have. And, you know, even if that person doesn't need it, maybe somebody else might. So we just keep a record of what you've done for people. And those are service points. So that's really what you're trading. But anybody can get what they need. Anybody can give service points and take away and use service points, because everybody can do something or have something. But even if you have nothing, you can still get what you need. And of course, well, then they get more service points. So the whole system is designed to encourage people to help people, knowing that the earth is abundant and you will always have what you need. It's based on a spiritual principle of abundance. The monetary system that currently exists is based on a belief in lack, which is really against the spiritual principles of the universe, but because we all believe it, we keep giving it power, and it keeps reproducing that same feeling of lack. So you have people believing they don't have enough, so they don't care, and so they never get more. And so you have all these people living with a consciousness, a belief that I don't have enough, and that creates the stress. Well, what if you knew that no matter what you needed, you could always get it?
That would be awesome.
So we have the power to create that system. We just have to believe we have the power to do it. So we don't believe that everybody's going to be this way, but we do believe our friends, our families, our closest associates, people on our block, we do believe those people, we can trust them to just be kind and just give. We can trust them. So we're going to give people an opportunity to put this system in place with those that they know, like, and trust. And then we'll see how it is able to remove the stress factor from their lives, because they don't have this feeling of not having enough. They don't have the feeling of being poor. They don't have the feeling of having to struggle, because whatever they need is provided. It really is a matter of changing our mind and believing that other people control things. Because nobody controls anything. All of us are on this earth for just whatever few hours we have, and then we leave. So we've been living under the misperception that other people are more powerful than we are, and other people decide whether or not we have wealth or the means to live or a place to stay or food to eat or clothes to wear. Other people, and other people can withhold it from us. And so that's the stress that we live under, the fear that somebody's going to withhold what we need and cause us to suffer. Because we see it happening. We see it happening at home the second day. People are causing them to suffer. We see it happen with the victims of violence. People are causing them to suffer. And so we fear that we're going to be subjected to suffering, and that's what keeps us in a state of stress. But what if we just chose to interact with people who understand this concept, trust, and we just help each other. And everybody will get what they need, and no one will have to suffer, and everyone's stress will disappear. So this is the power that we have, and have always had. You know, like when Dorothy picked her heels, and like, you had the power to go home all the time.
You didn't know it.
Before you didn't know it. Same thing, we had to go through all of this hell before we recognize, wait a minute, we can't do that all the time. So that's what all of this stress is doing for us. It's getting us to that critical point where we're ready to do something different, because we don't want to live like this anymore.
And we have the choice. We have the power. I've been watching, I can't remember the name of the movie. It was something crazy, but it spoke to the effect of, it was with Morgan Freeman, Common, what's her name, Gillette, what's the real thin white girl with the big lips?
Angelina Jolie.
That's how I remember you, because you got the lip thing going on. Anyway, the moral of the story was a young man whose father had passed left a power to the son, and everybody knew it but the son. Everybody in the whole world, they were mercenaries or something of that nature, assassins or something. Everything is violent. Yeah, but I watched it. And the moral of the story is everybody knew it but him, and things didn't change until he knew it. Just like we believe in the Bible, we believe in certain written words, the Torah, the script. We also have to believe that the power is already in us
It's just sitting there waiting on us to recognize it. And once we recognize it, we can move forward. But we got to tune out. We got to turn this stuff off. And that's the hardest thing to do. Yeah, it's a great thing.
The false reality that we think we're living.
It's called programming, people. It's called, I told you I worked in news and programming for 6 months. I couldn't do it like that. I see the chaos and confusion. I couldn't do it. What was this comment here? Chris, they write a speeding ticket and list waste of resources as the crime. We don't see food the same way. We have priorities. Oh, but I say, you got that right, Queen. Yes, we are under an abnormal chaos and confusion. It's going to get worse until we get better in here, till we learn how to turn all that stuff out and tune in to WYME.
I love that. Tune in to WYME.
Because all that stuff out there is causing chaos and confusion. Why would you continue to watch it? I was thinking about that yesterday. I was like, why am I sitting here watching this violent-ass movie? Excuse my French. And because Common was in it. He's from Chicago and from Morgan Freeman. I like Morgan Freeman. So that's the question we have to ask ourselves. Why do we continue to participate in activities that we know are self-destructive?
Like you said, programming. You know, this morning on my 555 address, I talked about your violent thoughts and how the energy of your thoughts is adding to the violence that you say you don't want, but actually thoughts are energy. And you're adding to the energy of the violence of other people when you are thinking violent thoughts and even when you're watching violent programs. So everybody who's watching violent TV shows added to that man beating his wife.
Yes.
Because the energy that's in the atmosphere is absorbed by a person who matches that energy. So here he is beating his wife, girlfriend, even total stranger, whatever, but he was beating her. And everybody who was adding to his energy was helping him beat her. So if you think about it like that, you'll never want to watch another violent show. You never want to watch another violent movie. You never want to think another violent, angry thought about somebody because you're adding to whoever's out there committing the acts of violence. You're adding your energy to them. You're helping them. So we talk about pray for somebody. Well, if you're adding positive energy, then perhaps you're helping to restrain someone because you're taking away the violent energy. You're allowing them to perhaps get the inspiration to calm themselves down. But if you're adding negative, violent energy to an already violent situation, you're adding to the violence. So if we want this to stop, we have to choose to stop adding to the energy with our thoughts. And we have the power to choose where we're going to put our brain, where we're going to put our mind, where we're going to put our thoughts. How many hours do we spend just on cell phone, just, you know, looking at TikTok and Facebook and YouTube? And I mean, great information. You know, the internet is a wonderful place to share knowledge, but it also shows where our collective mind is. We have a tool that we can use to talk to people all around the world, to share things like, you know, health tips, farming tips, you know, beauty tips, all kinds of things. It's wonderful things. Cooking tips. We can share all kinds of information. Or we can show people beating up other people. We can show people under the distress of being abused. We can show people cussing each other out. We can do whatever we want to with the device that we have. But why do we keep choosing to use it for violence, for anger, for hurt, for distress? We can keep causing stress to ourselves. Why are we choosing that? And that's the question. What makes us choose to suffer when we don't have to? And people say, well, I need to know what's going on. Well, it's a whole bunch of good things going on, a whole bunch of positive things going on. And one of the reasons with On Air Everywhere, the news site that I manage, our goal really is to highlight the communicators who are giving us positive news, positive information, helpful information, encouraging information, and we're learning about what's going on, at least it empowers us to really do something, to participate in something, and not just telling people something violent just so that you can see who got robbed, stabbed, shot, raped, and just watch the pain and suffering just for the heck of it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that because that's not helpful. That's actually hurting. That's actually hurtful. It's hurting because it's adding to the violence. So, you know, even in September, this September, this past September 11th, you know, a lot of people thought about the September 11th catastrophe and all of the things that happened as a result of that. Some people point out the positive things. If there were some positives, you know, there was a real movement to kind of unite the American people. Okay, well, that's a good thing. Oh, you know, we're America strong and all that. And that was good. You know, they had all the different commercials showing different ethnic groups. Okay, so someone had a positive thought, a way to say, we're saying no to violence. We're saying no to anger. We're saying no to prejudice. We're going to unite as a people. That was a positive thought. And there were some positive actions. There were some great acts of heroism that came out of that tragedy. It was some good that came out of what was negative. And then there was the negative, which came out of the fear that incident produced. A lot of hateful behavior toward people who had nothing to do with it at all. And that was hurtful. So we have to choose to look at everything that happened and find the way to turn it into something positive. Because we can do that. Whatever happens, we can find a way to turn that situation into something positive. And that means looking at what we learned from it, just like I believe what was Kelly saying about was it one of his relatives, I think, nephew or something that got killed because he's living that life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are distressed because they have loved ones who have chosen to be self-destructive and have left the planet as a result, you know, an act of violence. And we're distressed because we, you know, sometimes we wish if I could just have talked to him about it, could have just gotten him to see, well, that person, like you said, they made that choice. But out of that choice is a lesson for their peers, their family members, their neighbors, everybody who saw what happened with their life. And they could see the consequences of his bad choices. They can then choose to make better choices because they can see the consequences and they see how painful it is. And because his life was a living testimonial of what you don't do, he may then, it might inspire young people coming after him to do the opposite. So you can take a negative and turn it into a positive. And many times we've done that. There have been people who have lost loved ones to gun violence, and they've established, you know, scholarship programs based on teaching young people peace. There have been people who have been inspired to, well, there's a park that's named after Hadia Pendleton, who was gunned down at the park and on the south side of Chicago. And her parents have been instrumental in raising awareness about violence. That was the person that Michelle Obama came to Chicago to attend her funeral and speak to her friends and give a word of comfort. So there are many ways we can look at the acts of violence and turn it into something positive. One of the things also we're launching on our homeschool program online, the New Earth Homeschool Academy. One of the first courses is the collaboration with HWPL, that's Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Life, inspired by Mandy Lee, who was a war veteran and saw the devastation of war during the Korean War, and all the killing, and as a result of that, was motivated to start a global peace organization. So out of negative things comes something positive, and around the world, they've been establishing these peace schools. Mm-hmm. We're working with them to establish it online for those who want to do homeschooling, for those who just want a course in how to change the mindset of young people as well as older people, because we need to understand how to interact with each other. And so there is a step by step of 12 lessons. We're going to do it over a 12-week period, learning how to be a citizen of peace. And the more people who learn this method of interacting, the more we add to the energy of peace, the more we add to the peaceful behavior, the more we eliminate the violence, the more we change the mindset. So this is another thing that was motivated by a negative experience. So all of these things that we go through that create stress for us, stress is a motivator. Stress means do something else, because this is upsetting. And you're supposed to be in a state of peace. That's supposed to be your state of being. We've allowed stress to be the normal state of being, so people tend to think that's normal.
Yep.
Isn't it? That's why our bodies respond with disease.
Yep.
That's generated by stress. Our bodies are saying, stop doing this. You're killing yourself. And then it manifests something that kills us. High blood pressure, hypertension, diabetes, heart disease. So all of these things that our body is talking to us saying, stop doing this. This is killing. And it does. So it's good that we have been acknowledging that we're under stress. Now that means we have to do something to remove the stress. And you can't make other people change. You have to change yourself. First, change your mind. Change your beliefs that you're powerless to change your condition, because that's what is the number one stressor, the feeling of powerlessness. That's why it's so stressful when people deal with the police and you know, police pull out guns at them and say, oh, you ran a stoplight or whatever it is, and next thing you know, you're looking at possibly getting shot to death. That's a very high stress. And so when you see it all the time, and the more we keep seeing it on Facebook. Now, the thing is, people say, well, you're saying don't look at it, so how do we stop this behavior if we don't talk about it, if we don't put it out there, if we don't show it? If you're showing it, then the next step is to stop it. So if we're continuing to show these things, and we know that this policing system is highly stressful, not just for the police officers. That's why they didn't show up when that woman was talking about, okay, I see a man, he's beating a woman. No, he didn't show up. They don't want to, because that means you're asking us to come and risk our lives
right. And
what could be a domestic squabble, and half the time, after we break up the fight, then the woman might turn on us because we got to beat her husband now to make him stop hitting her. So we ain't doing that. We'll call back later. They're still fighting in 40 minutes. Oh, well, it might be serious. It might show up. But yeah, they weren't coming. Because it's stressful for them to have to do that. It's stressful for them to have to risk their lives in situations where people might turn on them. Now, I'm not saying it was right that they didn't show up. I just understand why they didn't show up. So all of these things that's showing us this current policing system that we have isn't working. It needs to be abolished. And it can only be abolished when people are no longer threats to each other. Why are people threatening each other? Why are people taking from each other? Why are people hurting each other? Well, because they feel like they're being deprived of what they need to live. So this is why we got to create a system where nobody's deprived. If nobody's deprived of what they need, nobody's going to be upset. Nobody's going to be hurting anybody. We won't need police. That's how you get rid of the police. You should get rid of the reason why people are hurting people in the first place. You get rid of the system that deprives people of what they need, by creating a system where we all share. We had the power to do this all the time. We have to know that.
Chris says, so true. Be mindful when we notice we're falling in the rabbit hole and stop and sit in love, grace, and gratitude. Love it. Say it until you feel the change in your heart space. I love that, Chris. Being a spiritual warrior does not mean picking up the sword and slaying others. All right, now, it means to be the light in the dark room. Go ahead on, Chris. Thank you so much, beautiful queen. Haven't heard of preschools yet. That's what we need is peace schools, because there's chaos in the schools right about now.
Right. Yeah. And like she's saying, when she said police in school are not cooperating with the leadership there, well, you know, what is the energy of a police officer? Now, we know when we were in school and we had hall monitors, they weren't armed.
They weren't
security officers with guns. They weren't police officers. They were other children. They were a little fast at hall monitor. Okay, you know, all right, you're done going to the water fountain, go back to class.
Right.
You know, now you have armed people who can put handcuffs on you and have arrested 6-year-olds in the school. A six-year-old gets up and gets arrested. I mean, this is what's happening. So this whole mindset of fear where everybody's criminalized, this is not normal. This will drive you to insanity, and it has. So, no, we don't need police in schools. But then there are schools where the children have become so violent, where there's such fear, where people say, yeah, we need more police in our schools. So what do we need to do to remove the violence from the children? And that's what we got to really deal with, because we put it there. We put it there by the way we have treated them and neglected them. And been cruel to them and hurt them. So they're giving us back the hurt that we gave them. So, I mean, people say, oh, you know, we need to go back to spanking our children. What did our friend just say about the sword? You know, you don't fight violence with violence. Because they're violent because they've had violence. They've had emotional violence.
Right.
When you grow up in a household where you're always afraid that your family might get put out the house in the cold, nobody has money. You know, we think, oh, these children are violent because we've spoiled them. We've given them, you know, everybody's got a cell phone and a TV in every room and all that. They might have things, but what they don't have is love and security that they will be kept safe.
And that equates to peace.
They don't have peace.
Mm-mm. Chaos and confusion.
You got parents that are fighting each other, might kill each other. You watch them beat each other up. Got to call the police. They live in that every day. And we think what we do in our homes, nobody's going to know, but the children, it's in their hearts, and that's what they're bringing outside to the street, what we did in the house. So if we want to fix what the children are doing, we have to fix what we have done to the children. And we can do that. Once again, can't change anybody. First, got to change yourself. Change what I'm just bringing to say, change what's in your heart. Because what's in our heart emanates out. Our thoughts emanate out. The vibration that we carry emanates out to everywhere else. So when we are peaceful within, we're adding to the peace. Where we're under stress, under anger, enraged, angry, that out, and we're adding to the chaos. But we've got to start with finding the peace within, creating the peace within, which means changing our thoughts, changing our beliefs about our power to change our condition.
And see, the thing is, Naima, they know, the powers that be, they know we have the power. Like that movie I saw last night, they already know. They dumb us down with all these electronic appliances, shopping, everything you can think of is to keep you in a state of confusion. And I know that's hard to absorb because we've been that way since birth and we don't even realize. You know, you prop your child down in front of a TV to watch cartoons. Have you seen what Disney is showing our children? If you really knew what was going on, you wouldn't even listen.
Disney means safe. Oh, it's child-friendly. No, no.
Demonic is what it is. You look at those cartoons and you tell me if that's something you really want your child to be. It's violent.
Yeah.
It's violent. It's satanic. It's demonic. Anything that you can think of other than peaceful, you know, the cartoons are killing each other, running over each other. What's peaceful about that? It starts from birth. It's from birth until death. And then we wake up one day and it's like, wow, how did the world get like this? How did my life get like this? Why am I so stressed out? Because it's been building little by little by little, and eventually you just explode. And you wonder why you have people walking around looking crazy, talking to themselves, doing erratical things, saying erratical things, showing up. You know, you wonder why you got people show up in Walmart with, and they this big with a thong on this big. You know?
You know, we really struggle with our self-image and our desire to attract love in our lives, and sometimes we do some outrageous things. And women, we do some outrageous things.
Naima, I know I am. I know I can't wear the clothes. I'm a big girl. I'm twice your size. I know I can't wear them skin tight pants. Cause
you
all. You do not need to see all my cleavage. You do not. I ain't talking about nobody else. I'm talking about me. This is the way I was raised. You do not need to see my Miss Mildred. My Miss Mildred is the Miss, the Rose. You don't need to see all of that. Some things you need to learn to keep to yourself, and I'm sorry if I'm stepping on some toes, but that's just how I was raised. My grandma would wake up out of her grave, turn over, grab a slip, put it on me, and beat me till she went back to sleep. I don't wear a slip anymore, but I also don't. The world don't need to see what you have to at the funeral Saturday at Mother at Minister Cynthia Williams' husband's memorial. Some of the sisters in there, keep your mouth closed, Zelda. That ain't your business. They were raised differently. This is a whole new attitude. I don't need to see all of this.
Well, you know, because I went through a phase of being a bit of an exhibitionist.
We all did.
I understand the mindset.
I do too. That's why I kept my mouth closed.
And when women are really in need of attention to affirm their attractiveness, take off their clothing.
Yes.
That will definitely get you attention.
Yes.
It will get you positive responses from men. And
but is that what you really want?
If your ego is needing that for your self-esteem, that's what you do. And so when I see that, I understand what that is. It's to fill the absence of your own feeling of your beauty. So you need people to reinforce that you're attractive, you're desirable, and this is what we see a lot of, because a lot of our sisters grew up without fathers to make them feel beautiful, to make them feel lovable. So when you don't have the father in your life giving you that self-esteem, that self-assurance of your worth, beyond what your body looks like.
Because that gives out after a while.
Your body becomes a means whereby you get that kind of male attention and reassurance. I'm not putting women down who do it. I'm saying I understand because I did it when I was going through that
phase.
I needed self-esteem.
We've all been through it.
And I've got a whole lot of attention.
A whole lot of attention.
You know, that feeds your ego. Your ego
does.
Has been starved for reassurance. So the thing is, how do we help women see that they are of great value, regardless of what body you're in, and regardless of what your body size is, regardless of how thin, fat, tall, short you are? You are perfect just as you are.
Just as you are.
And you are God's art piece. You are God's creation. You are the spirit of God in the flesh, however that flesh looks. And so love yourself. How do we get that message? So that women can then project that vibration of self-love, as opposed to I am needing a man's attention, and then they attract a man who will exploit them and not love them.
And a man who will take advantage of them who don't even know them. And in not trying to get to know them, but trying to get to know your body parts. So how do we overcome that?
Yeah.
And that is one of the reasons why I learned to keep my mouth closed and not be judgmental, because you were one of those. You was a young lady at some point in time, and I wasn't quite the exhibitionist Naima was, because I had my grandma standing there. I was like, I ain't want to show. I'm scared. I ain't showing nothing. I always got granny in the background. Girl, I'll beat you down. You ain't got to be exposed or nothing. Other than that, I probably would have too. I'm sure I would have, because you're a young girl.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, we have such a need for love. But men, they can tell when a woman has low self-esteem, and they learn how to say the things she needs to hear. And what they want is the reward of that physical intimate experience, which is a wonderful experience, but if that's the extent of their interest, and then after that, they don't even call you. I think we, what was the last week we did a show on ghosting? When you've been ghosted, person disappear out of your life, don't call you no more, and everything else. You know, what happened? Well, that happens when someone sees you as a goal. You know, if I can get that, okay, I've done what I set out to do. I don't care about her emotions. I don't care about her feelings. I don't care if she really cared for me. I just wanted that experience of that physical sensation, and I'm done.
Yep.
And so that tends to happen, and when that happens, that is so emotionally devastating. So then, from that, then the woman becomes angry and hateful toward men, and if she has a child out of that kind of relationship where there was not love at the root of it, then she could end up putting that hatred onto the child.
Yep.
Because the child represents the disappointment and the deception of that relationship that was not love, it was sexual intimacy. And so we have a lot of children born from those relationships where there was not love, there was not commitment, there was not a desire to build a life. There was a desire to have an experience with someone.
Thank you.
And a sensation. And so with all these children being born into households where they came into this world unwelcome, and the feeling that they might not even be provided for because perhaps the woman is struggling on her own, maybe her family discarded her, ridiculed her, didn't support her emotionally. So this is the energy that this child is living with, and always feeling as if they were a mistake, they weren't wanted, they might not be cared for, they might be abandoned, sometimes have been abandoned. And now they're 12, 13, 14 years old. And coupled with that and all of the years of violence, like you said, in front of the TV set, what happens after that? Well, we see it.
Yep.
We see the result. What we're seeing is the result of what happened in that child's life.
Yep.
And all of us are collectively responsible because all of us participated in one way or another. So if we wanted to stop, we have to stop doing what we're doing to our children. Chris saying, and if we're showing it all, what's left for someone to figure out? The curiosity, the excitement of what might be underneath the building.
Yeah,
because a man's imagination is usually better than your reality. So use his imagination.
It is one of the most powerful things that we can do is to use your imagination, because your imagination will take you places that that you cannot see with the physical eye. It has to begin in the mind first. Everything begins in the mind. Somebody had an idea to start the internet. Probably a woman. Somebody had an idea. Because they got to take credit for everything that happens. Somebody had an idea to do whatever you are experiencing now. Somebody had an idea. And if you don't take the time to figure out the idea that you have been blessed with,
the fortune that you have been blessed with, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to continue to be a challenge. Chris says, then finally one day we figured out, just love yourself. Be that person that will attract quality people and relationships. Yeah, it's hard to be yourself when you are constantly comparing yourself to what you see in the magazines, what you see on your phone, what you see on TV. It's hard. That's why you got to tune out. Oh, this is what I want to say before I forget. Every week they send us a report on how much time
Screen time.
And the goal is to spend less and less time each month. I'm down each week. I am down by 2-3% every week. I remember my screen time was 50%. Now it's like at 30%. Because number one, I turn my phone off at night. I don't turn it on first thing in the morning. And just like you have appointments throughout the day, you need to have appointments with yourself. Schedule time in your planner, on your phone, however you need to do it. I said put the phone down, put it on some paper. But that's me because I'm old school. Because I know that there's magic between these two fingers and a pen and some paper. They gonna tell you that because they want you to stay stuck on this. So you got to learn how to put that stuff down and work with what you got within, because that's what the Savior gave you. Sex should not be the objective, but in this male-driven society, women should control the flow. She is the internal being. Say that, Obadiah. Men are over sex and porno. Oh, no, yeah. That's a whole nother show.
Big market. And the way we have been conditioned as women, the idea that you must earn love, and if you can't earn love, you will be without love for the rest of your life. That's the seed that's planted inside of us. Always feel like if we're not beautiful enough, we won't get any love. If we don't fit the image that all of the media gives us, we won't get any love. A successful woman is a woman who is loved. I mean, look at the fairy tale that we grew up with, and that is just the constant theme of everything. You know, success means you won the heart of a man, and he loves you. So if you're not loved, you don't have any worth. No matter what else you achieve, if you don't have that MRS degree, you're not successful in life. Right. We've had derogatory names for women who don't marry. Old maid,
spinster. I've been that all my life. I'm used to it. It don't even bother me.
So just that mentality of you're a failure if you don't have the love of a man. So, I mean, this is what we put into our girls. She did this. And we can't talk about them because they say, well, I got to make somebody love me. So I'm going to buy all the hair I can, all the nails I can, all the eyelashes I can.
Yep.
I need love. And you know, this man, he wants to make love to me. Oh, okay, yeah, all right. Well, after the love is over, was it love or was it not? Oh, yeah. He don't call you no more. Oh.
Then what?
You know, then what? So, but we set our girls up for this. We set our girls up for the deception, making them feel like their worth is based on whether or not their physical attraction will win them love. And we don't even help them learn how to love themselves. Because we're not showing them love. You know, we're making our love conditional. Well, I love you if you do this. I love you. I love you if you look beautiful or cute or pretty or whatever. If you don't, I'll talk about you, make you feel bad and tease you and shame you and fat shame you. Oh, you're too fat. Oh, you're too skinny. Oh, you're too dark. Oh, you're too light. Oh, your hair is too nappy. Oh, you don't have enough hair. We do all these. We destroy our female children's self-esteem. And then we wonder why they take off all their clothes so they can get some kind of feeling of being loved.
Yep.
We did that.
Yep.
We did that. So we can't talk about them because we did that.
Yes, we did. And we will continue to do it until, as Ayanna Van Zant would say, until today. We can change that today. I love what Obadiah says, make love to the mind and grow spiritually. Giving unconditional assistance. Give just because you can. You don't need a reason to. It is in your nature to give because that's who you are. And if you find yourself in lack and limitation, that is the exact time to give.
Right.
You don't have to have money. Go clean out your closet and give something to the homeless people.
And then that's a very powerful thing to do because what you have to do is change that energy of lack in you because as long as you have that belief, that's what you're going to attract.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have enough. I can't give you this old sweater that I haven't worn in 10 years because I don't have enough clothes. But you got a closet full of clothes and your drawers are bulging at the seams. You don't have enough space to hold what you got, but you won't give because you keep thinking, I don't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to give so you can have that feeling of, I have everything I need. I have enough. I have more than enough. You got to create that energy inside of you, and then you'll begin to see miracles happen. You'll begin to see things come to you because you're attracting what you're putting out energetically. That's how it works. So if you want more, you have to believe you already have what it is you want, and then you get it.
No one could tell me this, Naima. I had to have this experience on my own. I've been listening to these powerful audio programs that teach about lack and limitation. And it didn't click until one day, I'm looking at my closet, half the things in there, can't wear, don't want to wear. And I cleaned out half my closet and gave things away. And as soon as I started giving things away, stuff just started coming out of everywhere. I was like, wow. Speaking gigs, filming gigs, not to say that they were $1 million gigs, but they were gigs. People start doing favors for you. Yeah. People start doing favors for you, things that you didn't expect. Resources.
Yeah.
Some resources are as powerful or more powerful than money sometimes.
Yeah, because if you had the money, you'd buy the resources. So if you get the resource directly, then that's what you have. That's the whole thing about the service program. Just give you what you need. You don't need the money. Cut out the middleman, the money. Just get the thing.
Thank you.
That's just all you need. You need the thing you need that you get. You would buy with the money.
Right. Because
the money isn't anything but paper or coins or whatever.
Thank you.
But what you need is the thing you would buy with the money. So just get the thing. You don't need the money.
And it's not as hard as you think it is. We've just been trained to think it's such a struggle. And the struggle is not out there. The struggle is right here. So demonstrate your ability to move forward in the struggle today by helping someone less fortunate. As I spoke to earlier, these are the tents that are needed. If you are still on the show, and we greatly appreciate you, you don't have to give it today, but we'd appreciate it if you give it today so we can get these tents because it's getting cold outside now. They need 10 tents. I took them 2 already, so we need 8 more. We've got 4 here for $24.95, and we've got 4 here for $21. And I tried to order 8 of these, but it wouldn't allow me because this one here at the bottom only allows us to get 4 per person. So we need 8. So please go to higherlearningnetwork.org or go to Zelle or Cash App, Zelda Speaks. You can go to paypal.com and just send a donation, whatever you can, because we want to try to get them tents before it gets too cold. Well, it's going to get cold. It's just a matter of time. So I just wanted to share that. So please, thank you in advance for sharing that. Obadiah says, has it right. Just give Chris says Obadiah has it right. Just give unconditionally, even if it's only a smile and a kind word. Thank you. Thank you. A smile and a kind word will be just fine. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because that'll take you much further than any dollar will ever take. And I know you don't want to hear that, but it's just the truth.
Yeah.
It is the truth.
Every single thing you think, say, and do has an impact. So we have to live consciously. We have to live on purpose. Be aware of everything you're doing and realize you're having an impact even on people that you can't see. So a smile can make a big difference. It can change a person's whole day. It can maybe make them change their mind if they were getting ready to commit suicide or getting ready to kill somebody else. You don't know.
You never know.
Any little thing can make a big difference. So, consciously, everywhere you go, choose to bring positive, joyful energy with you. Give a smile. Say something nice. Make a habit of finding something to compliment everybody you interact with. It's the cashier at the grocery store. Oh, girl, your nails look really pretty. What color is that? Oh, that's so nice. Oh, I like how your hair looks. Oh, that's so pretty. Anything.
And it don't matter if they mean to you or not. It don't matter. Your job is to just do what you're supposed to do. And don't take it personally. Matter of fact, don't even expect a response.
Don't expect a response. Mm-hmm. Give something that will put forth positive energy. Even if that person, like you say, they might not be nice to you, but they might be nice to the next person. That's because you've given them that energy.
Right. You gave them that energy, and they don't even realize that they have that energy in them now, but because you gave it to them. So give it to them anyway. If they're going to be crappy and mean, let them be mean. Don't take it personal because it has nothing to do with you.
It has nothing to do with you because somebody might have just given them negative energy. That's what they're giving you, what somebody gave them. So that's why you got to be the one that's positive energy, so that can be passed.
And speaking of energy, last but not least, keep this energy right here flowing 24/7. It is the frequency of nature, 432 hertz.
Wow.
Keep that running in the background. I'm not going to play it because I don't want YouTube coming after me saying I played without permission. So you see it. There's the name right there. Keep that playing on your phone. 24/7, keep it playing in your house, and I promise you, it will. It will make a difference. Oh, but harness your righteous power. Yeah, baby, your power's in that. The power's in the frequency, so use it. We need each other. Yes, we are. We are connected, interconnected. My advancement means nothing if not shared. Amen. Say that.
Did you talk to 336-350 on the switchboard? I think it was Mama AZ.
I know I did not. Let's take her call before we go off the air in 2 minutes. 336. Mama, I see her line has been open forever. 336, Mama AZ, is that you? 336-350? Am I still connected? Still connected? I don't think so. Nope, I'm not connected. That's why I can't hear you.
Are you able to hear me, Mama AZ?
Maybe you can dial her back.
It's 9:59, so I don't know if...
Well, I just want to play the ending for the Female Solution. If you enjoyed this show today, and also please go to my blog, elderspeech.wordpress.com. There is an after-show tips there for you. And please share this show has meant anything to you today. If it has blessed you in a way, look at you, look at something different, please share it. Because if each one, if we don't share it, we cannot expect the universe to join us this effort to make it peaceful for all of us.
That's right.
And we can't do it without you. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. I love this. Chris says, people unconsciously raise or lower
to meet their vibrations.
I'm not coming down to nobody. I'm not
right.
Coming
Make people come up to where you are. That's right. Keep your vibration high. Let them have to come up to where you are.
Vieta says, yes, it's true royalty. Thank you. If y'all didn't see the show on royalty last night, because you've been bamboozled. That's all I got to say. You've been bamboozled.
Yeah.
The queen ain't what you think it is. Queen been dead for 3 years, but I ain't ready to get into that. Go back and hit the show last night on the Soul Purpose Living, Vieta Robinson. Yes, as true royalty, we spread love by complimenting and smiling to all. I love that sister, Dr. D, you had on last night. That was a powerful No pretense whatsoever. She kept it real. You hear me?
Kept it real.
Obadiah says, thank us, and thank you for sharing this video. As I leave you with the closing video, remember to check out
Spell Care tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. World, 7 days a week, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on Saturdays, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central.